With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Hundreds of thousands of birds are crossing Wisconsin each night. During peak migration, that number can surpass 15 million birds. To celebrate their return, the North Lakeland Discovery Center is hosting its 20th Northwoods Bird and Wildlife Festival. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains.
On April 12th, an estimated 15 million birds crossed the state of Wisconsin. It was one of the busiest nights of the spring migration so far, according to BirdCast, a website that tracks migration. Some of those birds are just passing through, while others are here to stay in the Northwoods for the summer.
Biodiversity is so important for the health of the environment.
That's Hannah Thorpe. She's a naturalist and a residential program coordinator for the North Lakeland Discovery Center in Manitouish Waters. Thorpe encourages people to take some time to learn about some of those birds.
Learning about those species specifically, like how does a hummingbird impact the environment? How does a chickadee or a bald eagle? They have all these different features and characteristics of the species that make them so special, and I just think that's really cool.
The Discovery Center is helping people learn about birds and other animals with its 20th annual Northwoods Birds and Wildlife Festival. The two-day festival has activities planned from Manitouish Waters up to Mercer.
It's a really casual atmosphere for anybody who enjoys birds or even wants to know more about identifying birds or, you know, just watching birds in their own backyard. We host different field trips and workshops and presentations from experts in the field, and this year we have four different field trips going to various locations in, I think it's just Iron and Vilas counties, but still some really cool spots to go and look for birds, led by birding experts. So people who know what they're doing, and they're able to take us out and find just some really cool species.
It's May 9th and 10th to line up with World Migratory Bird Day. Thorpe encourages people to pre-register as the field trips tend to fill up fast. You can find the information on the Discovery Center website. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
With warmer weather, road work starts to become more common around the state. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds people to drive safely in work zones. Preliminary data shows more than 2,150 crashes were recorded in Wisconsin work zones in 2024, resulting in 10 deaths and more than 750 injuries. Cell phone use is one of the most common factors in distracted driving crashes. Drivers are also reminded to slow down and pay attention while traveling through work zones. This year alone, WSDOT anticipates more than 400 state highway and bridge improvement projects across Wisconsin. Work Zone Awareness Week is underway in the state. Wausau keeps looking for solutions to help their unhoused population. The Wausau Police Department is doing what they can by opening a temporary homeless shelter for the next 8 months. That will be in place while they look for a permanent solution for a shelter that's open all year round. The home is set to open May 1st at the First United Methodist Church and will remain open until December 31st. Although it is a temporary solution to a bigger issue, the Wausau Police Department says they're confident they'll take steps in the right direction. The department held a meeting this week to get input from area faith leaders. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Several U.S. regional climate centers shut down last week, including those in the Midwest, Great Plains, and South. Those centers collected weather data from 21 states, including Wisconsin, but went dark due to a lapse in federal funding. Harvest Public Media's Hector Alejandro Azarte spoke with four state climatologists who say the shutdown will have an immediate impact, especially on the agricultural industry.
The regional climate centers are responsible for collecting data across U.S. states, as well as sharing drought conditions and other online weather tools. Many state climatologists say they rely on those centers, and so do the farmers and ranchers they work with who are getting ready for the growing season. Matthew Sattel is the assistant state climatologist at Kansas State University. He depends on both the Midwestern and Southern regional climate centers, and he says he's worried they won't return.
It's tough. Do we lose these products for a week, for a month, for a year, forever? Nobody knows.
One regional climate center director says the funds were held up due to additional contract reviews. The Trump administration previously proposed a 25% budget cut to NOAA for next fiscal year. I'm Hector Alejandro Arzate, Harvest Public Media.
Exports are important to Wisconsin's economy, but a new report says they're facing turbulence between a decade-long decline and the uncertainty of new tariffs. More from Judith Ruiz Branch.
Businesses and farmers across the state rely on exports, and some of the biggest categories are industrial, electrical, and agriculture. But the value of those exports overseas has dropped in the last 10 years, according to the Wisconsin Policy Forum report. The state has gone from the 19th top exporting state to 21st. Tyler Burns with the forum says the cause is difficult to pinpoint, but factors like labor costs, consumer tastes, and workforce changes all play a role.
Wisconsin is one of the most dependent states on agriculture and manufacturing jobs. And so any disruption to our access to international markets puts a lot of people at risk.
Burns adds U.S. tariffs triggering retaliatory actions could make Wisconsin goods more expensive, potentially causing consumers to seek alternatives. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.